On a chilly April day, Santa's land appears deserted, except for half a dozen goats in a fenced-in barnyard near the entrance on Route 5 in Putney. A cardboard sign is attached to the fence with a message scrawled in red paint. Thank you for the food and water on top of what we already give them. It says the animals have a water trough. But after the allegations of animal cruelty and neglect against the park's new owner, Sarah Masuko isn't convinced.
There were lots of us who were just outraged at the fact that there were animals that were being used for entertainment and profit and nobody was taking care of them.
Masuko says she and others have tried unsuccessfully to offer help caring for the park's remaining animals. So she and some friends, who didn't want to be named, have been stopping by with water and throwing hay over the fence or through the wire mesh.
I just felt like it was something I could do. I could go down there and throw some hay in and talk to them and give them attention.
Santa's land was purchased in June by Lillian Billowitz of Fairhaven. Billowitz and her caretaker, Brian Deisler, opened the 1950s-era attraction on weekends through the Christmas season, then closed it for the winter. In March, a Windham County Sheriff's deputy went to the park on another matter. Sheriff Keith Clark says the officer noticed that there were no footprints or signs of activity near the barn or feeding areas. He returned with another deputy and a search warrant.
They found some dead deer inside the barn. They know some of the other animals looked a little thin for the time of year. They found that the water for the deer was frozen over so the deer couldn't get to it, and a few other things. Enough for us to believe that the animals had not been properly cared for a period of time.
The officers called in a vet to examine the surviving animals.
And determined that they needed some care, but nothing of emergent concern or the animals were going to be at risk over the next weeks or months, if properly fed and a few things were taken care of.
Clark says he's received complaints that more deer have died, but he says an officer has counted the park's surviving animals and the numbers haven't changed since the original discovery. He says the animals, a llama, miniature horses, goats, more deer, a donkey, and an emu, all look healthy. Billowitz and Deisler have not responded to requests for interviews. A statement on the Santa's Land Facebook page, claiming to be from the owners, lamented the death of the fallow deer. Quote, "The harshness of winter has taken its toll," it said. "But please rest assured all animals are being fed, watered, and sheltered appropriately." The statement adds that the owners will get a chance to tell their side of the story in court. Meanwhile, Deisler also faces charges for possessing 20 bags of heroin. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.